While the integration of Central High School drew the world's attention in 1957, lesser known are the stories of 25 young black students who in the early 1960s integrated Little Rock's junior high schools. On Saturday, many will be sharing their stories, some for the first time publicly, as part of the celebration of African American History Month. Among them will be Dr. Laverne Bell Tolliver, who joins me today and is an associate professor in the UALR School of Social Work. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me.
In the fall of 1961, you became the first African American to attend Forest Heights Middle School. How did you end up in that position?
Yes, and they were called junior high schools at that time in grades 7 through 9. And that was the first year that the schools were being desegregated at the junior high school level. It was actually phase two of what I now know as a desegregation plan. Phase one was with the high schools, and although the newspaper indicated two African-American students were going to be attending Forest Heights, the mother of the other child petitioned the school board to not have her to enter that school and to go to Dunbar. So I wound up being the only African-American student to attend.
Yeah, I guess the Little Rock Nine, who integrated Central a few years before that, at least had kind of a support network there. What was it like for you being the only African-American in the school?
That was a shocking experience. It was one that was extremely frightening. In that year, there were four junior highs that were being desegregated. Some of the other students also report some forms of violence that occurred for them, but none of them in that year in particular were alone.
And did you face any direct hostility?
I did. I was pushed. I was called certain names. The most that usually happened would be that I was alone and that people didn't talk to me for the most part.
Did any friendships eventually develop between you and your white classmates?
No. I can say that there are a couple that I have met years later, and there were a few people when I was in high school that befriended me. What usually happened in the junior high schools, however, was that a couple of students may have spoken while we were in class, but they didn't speak outside of class. And you have to understand there was pressure on them as well to make sure that they conform to their standards.
Well, on Saturday, you're one of several people taking part in this ceremony called Phase Two, the desegregation of Little Rock Public Schools. Tell me a little about what's happening at this point. There is part of an effort to document a little more the experiences, and there are hopes that maybe this beyond this program builds into something more.
Yes, this is leading towards a book that's going to be published by the University of Arkansas Press. I have gone around the country interviewing a number of those students that I've been able to locate. To this date, I believe we have about 17 interviews. This is important, as you mentioned, because this information has never been told. Many of the students have started writing or did start writing about their experiences, but never quite finished. So they were excited to be a part of this process, this journey, where their voices could be heard. And at the event, we will have at least 7 people who were those students, and they will be able to share their stories. So this is an exciting part for them.
Well, it begins at 9 a.m. Saturday morning at the Central High National Historic Site. That's Dr. Laverne Bell Tolliver. Thanks a lot for coming by and talking with me.
Thank you again for having me.
You can find more information at KUAR.org. I'm Michael Heplin, KUAR News.